baby away.
Window on the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, every week in this feature, I look at a different aspect of the two hospices. And this week, I'm focusing on the role of volunteering and how it plays a key part in various areas, as well as different parts of the operations of the hospices. Now, I'm in the volunteer office for the Woking and Sam Beer Hospice with the volunteers manager, Mary Morgan. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon.
So, as the volunteer manager, what does that entail?
Well, my role is to find, recruit volunteers for the hospice in all areas save clinical and medical. We don't have volunteer doctors and nurses. So that sounds quite straightforward and simple, but it's actually quite complex. There's a lot more to it than that. Mm-hmm. But if I start from the other way round, we've got about 850 volunteers. So it averages. It never drops below 800, mm-hmm. and it doesn't very often go above 850. So I always give 850 as a good ballpark.
Wow.
In all areas of the hospice. How do we find people? Word of mouth is very good, but it's not the only way. We do advertise. I go and do talks. We have different literature and brochures and things that people can pick up. We obviously have our website. But a lot of people will come that may have used the service, so they've had relatives and they may then want to come back and give something back to us. Volunteers need to be managed. They need to be supported. They need to be thanked.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be criminal record checked if different roles that they're doing, that would be needed to be done. References need to be taken up. I mean, basically, volunteer services is part of is HR.
Right.
In fact, we've got more volunteers than paid staff. There's about 3.4 volunteers to every member of staff.
So you say there's a whole range of areas. So if we just focus here on the hospice, mm-hmm. here at Woking and at Sam Beer,
mm-hmm.
what volunteer opportunities are there?
You mean specifically within the hospice? Well, the sort of roles that people do within the hospice, we have volunteers that are in our daycare environment. We have drivers, the patient care drivers, and we always need more of them. We have ladies that do hospitality, and I include in that things like doing the flowers, doing teas and things like that. We have people in the hospice that do administration. The gardens is a very important thing. That's
sure.
therapeutic for all of us.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. Yeah, within the hospice. But we are developing some new roles, which are very exciting. We're developing, working with my healthcare colleagues at the moment on dining companion role.
Right.
And in the fullness of time, we will be rolling out a befriending service. But that is really at development
early stages,
yes, at the moment.
So we'll talk about that in future weeks, I dare say. In the shops, though, that you've got a number of shops, again, volunteers in the shops?
We have 17 shops, and we can never have. That is one of the biggest challenges, to have enough human resources in the shops. Mm. So there's lots of opportunities in pretty much all of our shops, vacancies for people to, you know, do a shift either a morning or an afternoon.
And those shops are spread out. They're not just in Woking and Weybridge. All around the
area. Won't go through the whole place, but in Weybridge there's Chertsey, there's Egham, there's Virginia Water. Mm. Obviously we've got shops in the town, or a shop in the town of Woking. There's Knapp Hill, there's Bagshot, there's Goldsworth Park, there's Horsall.
Probably one near
to
them.
Whoever's listening, there's one near you. Give Mary a call, please.
Right. And like you say, what you're looking for is probably a morning or an afternoon a week, is that?
In the shops, yes. Generally, people will do a shift, which is a morning or an afternoon,
And on the larger fundraising events, we've been to the Classic Car Show, there is the Midnight Walk. I guess you're looking for a lot of volunteers on those special events?
Well, we do. What we have is some people are able to do something regularly because that fits with their lifestyle. Other people will just come out and do something, like the Classic Car Show or the Midnight Walk. And then I'm looking for marshals. Right. So I have a good team of marshals and people that do it regularly have been doing it for years. But, that's the sort of thing for the big events. It's generally people that may come and do, you know, once or twice a year for us.
And volunteering, somebody who volunteers, it looks good on their CV, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, the thing is that volunteering over the last 10, 15 years is changing and has changed hugely. So your traditional type of profile of a volunteer of 10 years ago, which were ladies of my sort of age, but we won't say
we won't go there,
on the radio. That's not always the profile now. So there's a lot of younger people that will get involved in volunteering for different reasons. And for me, when I'm looking and I'm interviewing and recruiting, the motivation for people wanting to volunteer is important. Mm. But it can be anything from I'm training to be a counsellor, so needing to have a placement for that. But obviously there's strict criteria for our counselling team, to looking for something on their CV, as you said, for youngsters. Mm. So there's a whole range of things that people get. It's not so much the motivation that brings them in, but it's important that they have an empathy with our cause. Mm. And that's what I need to find out about people. What is it that is driving them to want to come and be part of our family? Because it is very important.
And is there you talk about empathy and that, is there any key skills people need to have?
No, when people come in my office they generally will go out thinking, well, what happened there? I came in to do this and she's got me doing that. Because people have perhaps a preconceived idea of what we might need or what they have to offer. So one of my interview questions is, you can blow your trumpet, because I want people to tell me all about themselves, because people have all sorts of hidden skills that they might not realise we can use. Because part of, as I said, I think already, part of my job is to manage expectations in what it is that we need, and people are quite surprised at what we might need.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different opportunities. If people are open to being, you know, flexible.
Yes.
But on a more serious side, it does need to be, there is a practicality about things. So if somebody comes and says, oh, well, I can only do a Monday morning, and there isn't anything anywhere for them to do. So you've got to put people where they're best placed,
sure,
both for them and for us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've already mentioned the shops. The shops is, we're running a business. That's part of the shop. So we need people with good communication skills, good customer service skills. There should be no difference in our shops of going into John Lewis,
right,
and the same type of customer service that you will get in our shops.
And in terms of volunteering, is there an age minimum?
16 is the minimum age.
Right.
We don't take volunteers under 16. The upper age limit, if people are able to do the role, we don't necessarily have, but for insurance purpose, there is areas like drivers, there would be a limit on age. But I assess people for that individual. When they come and see me, they have my 100% attention. But also, I get a lot of inquiries from corporate organisations, and also from third party organisations like the probation service, the employment service. So there's a lot of change now with people, also people with any all sorts of ranges of different special needs.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's appropriate that they are able to come and be volunteers for us, and sometimes it's not, and that all has to be managed.
Brilliant. So if people are listeners are thinking, I'd like to volunteer at the Woking and Sandbear Hospice, what's the next step?
The next step is that they can go onto our website and download an application form and fill that in and send it back to the volunteer services, or they can call me here at the hospice, and I'm sure you're going to give out all the
numbers and details,
or by email, whichever. But I think the one thing I would say to you out there who are listening, if you are thinking about it, then please do it.
Yep.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Take that first step and see what's
going on. Take that first step and come and see Mary.
Great. Thanks a lot for joining us.
And if you want to make that very first step of meeting Mary and finding out more, here's the details.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk.
Radio Wales.